Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
States set new virus records.
Things are getting worse. They're not getting better.
Vaccine progress.
This is the light at the end of the tunnel.
President on blacks killed by police.
So are white people. More white people, by the way.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The coronavirus is spreading fast in the U.S. Florida is one of at least three states reporting a new record daily high in infections. CBS's David Begno is in the Sunshine State.
In Miami-Dade, more than 30% of all coronavirus tests came back positive on Tuesday. Miami's mayor says more rollbacks may be necessary.
There is a significant amount of pressure right now for us to shut down.
Out west, it is a similar story in Los Angeles County. Listen to what the LA mayor said.
Red is when it's everything shuts down again. Everything. I do want to warn people that we're close to that.
The director of the CDC, Dr. Robert Redfield, warns that the worst may still be ahead when the pandemic combines with the flu season.
I do think the fall and the winter of 2020 and 2021 are going to be probably one of the most difficult times that we've experienced.
Experts say the U.S. should test 4 million people a day to help control the virus. That's five times more than right now. CBS's Mola Lenghi takes us to a testing facility in Arizona.
We need extraordinary solutions, and we need to be able to do that quickly.
Dr. Brian Koneman is the scientific medical director at Sonora Quest. His lab handles nearly half of all the coronavirus tests in the state of Arizona.
We are working on being able to increase up to 30 to 50,000 tests per day.
After a brief dip on Monday, case numbers shot up in Arizona on Tuesday with an additional 4,273 new cases reported and 92 deaths. As demand for tests has surged in recent weeks, so have the wait times to get results. The average wait time for a non-priority patient is now 7 days, a figure Dr. Koneman admits is a problem.
Eventually, we're going to get down to within a 48-hour turnaround time.
Investors around the globe embracing the news from the drug maker Moderna. An experimental vaccine developed by the company and the National Institutes of Health was safe in all 45 volunteers tested, and it worked to trigger antibody production. CBS's Dr. David Agus says a final stage of human trials will begin later on this month.
Half get vaccine and half get placebo. And the hope is that the immune responses that we're seeing will actually prevent people from being sick from the virus.
Correspondent Steve Futterman tells us there's a new path for key data on the coronavirus.
The administration is telling hospitals across the nation to bypass the CDC and instead send the information directly to the Department of Health and Human Services. Officials claim this is simply a way to streamline the process, but critics of the administration say they are concerned that this could make it possible to hide information the White House does not want released.
In an about-face, the Trump administration has dropped plans to expel tens of thousands of foreign students at colleges that have moved classes to online only. CBS's Vicki Barker.
NYU graduate student Divya Jethwani got the good news during a meeting. She can stay.
I was the most overjoyed person.
This is such a huge victory.
Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey, among the many state attorneys general and universities who challenged the new guidelines.
In this country, we have a president in Washington, D.C., but we've got a lot of others of us in government, too.
The administration's loss, the economy's gain. Foreign students bring in some $44 billion a year.
In a CBS News interview, President Trump criticized the decision by the L.A. and San Diego school districts to not reopen school buildings in the fall.
Children and parents are dying from that trauma, too. They're dying because they can't do what they're doing.
He spoke with correspondent Catherine Herridge.
Why are African Americans still dying at the hands of law enforcement in this country?
And so are white people. So are white people. What a terrible question to ask. So are white people. More white people, by the way. More white people.
Research indicates black people are three times more likely to be killed by police than whites. We're hearing from Mary Trump, the president's niece, who's written a tell-all book the White House has criticized. She was on ABC's Good Morning America.
He's utterly incapable of leading this country, and it's dangerous to allow him to do so.
Based on what you see now or what you saw then?
Based on what I've seen my entire adult life.
The Supreme Court says Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is resting comfortably and getting IV antibiotics in a hospital for the treatment of a possible infection. She underwent a procedure to clean out a bile duct stent that was put in last summer. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is out with a $2 trillion plan to overhaul this country's energy industry with a goal of ending all climate-damaging emissions by the year 2035.
When Donald Trump thinks about renewable energy, he sees windmills somehow causing cancer. When I think about these windmills, I see American manufacturing, American workers racing to dominate the global market.
President Trump goes to Atlanta today to announce a new federal rule to speed up environmental reviews for major infrastructure projects. A political comeback did not work out for Jeff Sessions. The former Trump attorney general lost a Republican primary in Alabama for the U.S. Senate seat he held for 20 years. Sessions angered Mr. Trump when he recused himself in the Russia investigation.
On recusal, I followed the law. I did the right thing, and I saved the president's bacon in the process.
Sessions lost to former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville, who had the backing of the president.
It's our moment to reclaim Alabama's Senate seat from Biden, Schumer, and Pelosi.
He'll take on incumbent Democrat Doug Jones in November. 3 weeks before a primary election in Kansas, Republican Congressman Steve Watkins has been charged with three felonies, including illegal voting. Watkins, who listed a UPS postal box as his residence, called the charges hyper-political. The DA who filed them is also a Republican. Today's the deadline to file tax forms. The date was moved from the traditional April 15th back in the spring when the pandemic hit. The IRS says it's already received 142 million of the 150 million returns it was expecting. It didn't take long to announce a new host for TV's Dancing with the Stars.
Want to be on top?
Tyra Banks is switching from modeling to dancing. America's Next Top Model host and executive VP will have the same duties on Dancing with the Stars. She's taking the reins from Tom Bergeron and Aaron Andrews. They got the hook this week. ABC says a socially distanced season 29 will debut this fall. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Oscar-winning actress Viola Davis is the face of the new issue of Vanity Fair magazine. It's the first time the work of a black photographer has been used on the cover. Davis, in an interview with the magazine, says Vanity Fair has had a problem in the past putting black women on the covers. The editor-in-chief says she plans to change that. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Wednesday, the 15th of July. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.